To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I invite a gentleman and his bride to my house. I cancel on him, and he still comes on my radio show the next day.
Wow.
Well, as it turned out, that was okay because there were issues with us getting our acts together too yesterday, so that was fine.
Yeah, I apologize. The headache.
No.
Would not go away, not enjoyable. You've been there.
Here's the deal.
Yeah.
I'm having that knee surgery on Thursday, replacement on Thursday, and you're not supposed to take any aspirin for a week before that. So I had one of those a couple of days ago, and I said, do I want to bleed to death or do I want to get rid of this headache? So I just took a couple of Advil, so that's okay. So anyway.
Should I put that in the Twitter poll? Do you want to bleed to death
or get rid of this headache?
So. What is your preparation for your knee surgery?
I don't know. Because they want you to do a few exercises before. I've been walking around and doing everything, so I'm fine. I'm ready to go. Here's my concern.
Yeah,
I got a house where going up and down steps is required.
Yes,
so,
you do.
When I get home on whatever that is, Friday night, I'm going to have to go up and down steps or lay on the kitchen floor for a couple of weeks. So we'll have to figure out how to navigate the steps, which they say they prefer you don't do at the start, but in this case, we'll figure it out. So
The ghost of a colleague of yours somewhere is saying, I've got an elevator guy for you.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. I would then be the owner of the smallest house with an elevator in the United States of America. But that's not a bad thought.
Yeah, so. The elevator discussion, I thought when he first was discussing this, I thought he was talking about like one of these chairs where you sit, and you sit and you just go up. And as you remember that house and you turn the corner and I thought, fine. And then I go over and there's like a team of 15 people. And I'm like, what is going on? And he's like, I'm put in a real elevator. I go, no, you're not. We got in. And again.
Did the elevator survive the slight remolating that took
No,
place?
The elevator did not. Much to Quentin's dismay, it did not.
No elevator. Okay.
Did not. It's, right. So the elevator happened. I mean, the guy's timing was pretty good. The elevator happened about a year before the hip surgery. And so the day after he's brought to the hospital, a guy we both know, Pat Smith, has found a doctor, hip specialist, flies him in from Chicago. And typical, my father's got about 20 people in the room, right? And he's going into surgery in like 5 minutes, and it's like a roast is taking place. I'm like, what are we doing here? And so I'm over now.
Yeah, only about 90% of people his age who have hip surgery die within a week. So,
Yes. Yeah. Well, Same guy, and Sheldon Burns, your doctor, my doctor, sat me down that night and said, you know, there's like a 3 to 6 month thing. I remember I called him on his, I texted him both on the 99th birthday. I go, how's that 3 to 6 months working out? You know, he's, so we're sitting there, and he's talking to Pat Smith, and I'm over there with my middle son, Griffin, and we're all kind of chatting up. And my father goes, Pat, I just got to tell you something. This has allowed me to kind of reflect on important decisions in my life. And I'm like, my father is being reflective here?
Reflective, wow.
What kind of meds is he on at this point? And he goes, Pat, it just makes me think of the best decision I've ever made in my life. And he pauses. And so I look at Griffin and I go, you or me? You know, because it's got to be his son or his grandkids.
Sure, right.
It's got to be one. And he goes, Pat, putting that elevator in that house is the greatest decision of my life.
Really? Yeah. That's okay. Well, the highlight of his stay in the hospital there was when Bobby Hagen brought him over the sign ball from the Vikings after their 30-0 defeat or 33 defeat. He says they dedicated that game to you. Anyway,
let's talk.
What's going on?
Let's talk your motivation. I mean, as you pointed out, tweet.
McCarthy, right?
Yeah, I mean, last week on Thanksgiving, you know, you call out the offense, and they're even worse.
Kevin O'Connell and his quarterback phenom, who we had so confused he didn't know if he was on foot or horseback. J.J. McCarthy, co-winners. Beating out Cheryl Reeve with a performance in Green Bay like I'd never seen before. So it was kind of an upset.
One of the great finishes in the Turkey of the Year ever. And so then, as you point out on Twitter, listen, the Turkey of the Year is many things, including motivation. And you motivated the guys yesterday.
It's not ridicule. It's motivation. Look at, you know, PJ won at 18. 2 days later, they beat Wisconsin for the first time in 15 years. You think PJ beats Wisconsin without getting that kick in the ass? No, he did not.
I did have some fun with this, too. Now, what else in life? Because it seems like we basically said to JJ, don't think at all. Just don't think.
Yes. Remember 3 weeks ago when we said you had to improve your fundamentals and you had to start standing straight, you had to go back and everything else, and we got that torrent. What we have through his passageways? What was that again? I can't remember what his...
Neurological pathways
were screwed up. Yep. Last week we said, we're going to make this as simple as possible on Sunday. And, you know, and if you see anyone within 5 feet of J.J. Jefferson, don't throw the ball to him. Throw it to somebody else who's open. So, I got to tell you, Chad, I was in Washington, D.C. for 4 days over Thanksgiving, and they're a little down on the Commanders there. They're not.
They're
kind of disappointed. So, and when the quarterback doesn't play, that was brutal. But hey, I think it is something for this McCarthy to readjust, don't you think? And say, okay, let's not panic. Let's not have happy feet anymore. Remember when we used to talk about happy feet all the time? He had happy feet, and he didn't have happy feet yesterday. So
I think KOC is also one of those guys who is likable for sure, but is also convinced that he's so savvy that he could put the two of us back in the quarterback position, and I can give you all the complexity possible.
Yes.
And so this is the offense. I mean, silly me. Why was he running this offense, in September, then a little more complex in October, then a little bit more deep in November? This seems kind of basic stuff, right?
Yeah, he did, he might have got fooled along with everybody else when McCarthy played three horrible quarters and then won the game in the fourth quarter in Chicago, and he might have thought he was seeing the real guy. And then, of course, the next game he was terrible. And I don't know. I think they kind of thought that he was more advanced than he was. Mm-hmm. And again, yesterday, Well, let's face it, there's not a lot of pressure on you when the other team's getting zero.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
You don't have to do a whole lot. So, and once the quarterback left, they were helpless. So, anyway, yeah, it was, it's nice, but a lot of empty seats there.
Oh, yeah.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
It was telling. It was very quiet. Yeah, it does help when the other team's really not trying, and they're also incredibly old. Let's get to a couple other topics. Yeah, go ahead.
Let me just say one thing. We also found out, you know, how when you want to get rid of your tickets, your season tickets, the visiting fans, there weren't many Commander fans wanting to buy tickets and come on in here. So that's why we had so many empty seats. Anyway.
Yeah. Let's go to the Gopher women's basketball team. Did you see?
That was one of the. That might have been one of the five worst losses in Minnesota sports history.
Exactly.
They gave up 8 points in 9 seconds.
Yes.
That's impossible. 8 points in 9 seconds. It was over. 99-90 was, 52 seconds
40,
to go or something?
44 seconds to go.
44 seconds to go.
And you're right. It was like in a blink of the eye. And
it was incredible.
Yeah, I mean, have they practiced against the press ever?
Yeah. You know, if you can turn it over against the press if you get it up like the midcourt or something. But these were in two consecutive inbound passes, right? Got picked off.
And, yep.
And they laid in, and then we fouled them both times when they were laying it in the basket. And yeah. And Dawn afterwards said she was proud of her team.
Yeah,
no, you aren't. You're no. Proud of your young women. No, and your young ladies. No, you weren't, Dawn. Yeah, they choked.
Thank you.
They blew it.
Thank you.
So anyway.
Thank you. I was going right there because I slightly vomited. I mean, I'm not expecting her to cut them. But
no, right.
But no, that was like, it's like first grade basketball.
This was a chance for a big win, and we blew it. So yeah. Anyway,
I saw this in the latest AP Top 25 women's basketball. Big Ten has nine women's team. Nine.
Wow.
We're not one.
It's going to be tough sledding.
Yeah.
We might have been if we won yesterday.
Yeah.
You know, Dawn's made a lot of enemies in the men's college. The boys' high school basketball too. She's demanding that Williams Arena be available for a regional tournament for the women hosting it, and they had to move the boys basketball tournament back a week. They didn't.
I saw that.
She was convinced that that the Gophers were good enough to have it a first round, second round here, and they had to be available to be hosting. So anyway,
speaking of high school basketball. What in the hell is going on with Hopkins? I mean, Hopkins, Tartan.
This was Hopkins, Tartan, but it was the end of the breakdown tournament that was out there. So there might have been scattered fans left over from other teams, too. But, I would say that Hopkins, this is 2 years in a row now.
Yep.
They're going to have to play a couple of games with the only mom and dads there. And then if they act like jerks, throw them out, too. But Yeah, I think it's, you know, now it's become a, you know, let's go out to the basketball arena and fight. That's not good. That's not good. And I did see a lot of comments on Twitter that you're going to have these big tournaments, you know, like the breakdown with all these high school tournaments coming in and playing all day. Get yourself a bigger arena, you know.
Yes.
One of the bigger arenas, and, you know, maybe you can keep that trouble out. But, yeah, that's too bad. That's really sad.
I mean, it's sad. Yeah. On the Twins, on the report last week that these guys now, we're committed. We're going to keep Byron. We're keeping Ryan. We're keeping Pablo. Is that smoke? Is that real? And if they're going to keep them, they got to add some other people, right?
Yes. Yeah, Ryan becomes a free agent next year, right?
No.
After this year?
No, 2 years.
After
control.
This year, 2 years. Two years, okay.
Yep.
Yeah, I don't necessarily buy it, but, you know, if Byron, you know, if Atlanta wants to and make a good deal, I mean, we all loved what we saw from Byron last year, but, A, you got to remember... all the injuries of the past.
And correct.
You could have, he's 31. He was fantastic. But, you know, if they're going to – you can't make a deal, though, like for suspects. He's got to be, like, real, you know, real players who are right on the cusp who would be playing for Atlanta next year if they weren't playing here, I think. But if they can, you know, get a load, then I would – trade him. And the you know what, if they keep Ryan and Pablo, they do have a chance to have a pretty good starting rotation next year, because I think that Zebby's going to be a decent pitcher, and they got
Ober should come back,
and now if somebody wants to make a trade with me for Bailey, I think I might make it too. I don't know. I mean, I love the way he throws, but when your fastball's 89, it's incredible. But I just think
if they keep those three, then you better bring in two legit relievers, because that bullpen was absurdly terrible.
Well, here's the trouble, I wouldn't say upset Derek Falvey, but rattled him a little that, you know, hey, Derek, the strength of your team was the bullpen, and you traded the whole thing. What did you expect to happen the last 2 months of the season? And, they got to rebuild that, that's for sure. And the way back is not with Justin Topa finishing games. That's for sure.
That's an understatement.
Did we keep him, or is he?
Yes. They kept him.
Yes. Right.
He's our right now, Patrick. That's our guy. great stuff. Don't stay on the kitchen floor. Get upstairs.
No, I'll get up and down those steps. What the hell? I'm still an athlete.
You're an athlete.
Age 80 and only 100 pounds overweight. What the hell? Let's do it. All right.
Thank you.
See you.
The best, Patrick, right here on CCO.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.